Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Thank you so much for listening. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. I could ramble alone, but you know, it's kind of like playing solitaire. Kind of fun for a while, but wouldn't you like to be in a really good game of gin rummy or poker?
No, I like to stay up all night and play solitaire obsessively.
Oh, then I could leave and editor BB, you could do this by yourself if you like.
No, let's hold hands. Let's ramble.
Come on. Yes, that is the Bryant Park Project editor, Tricia McKinney. I'm going to go first, okay?
Yes.
All right. A new angle on the mortgage meltdown. We've seen all kinds of stories about abandoned pets, so sad, about families can't pay their mortgages. This one involves bugs. Apparently, in several counties in Florida, there's been a mosquito outbreak. Enormous amounts of mosquitoes because there are all these abandoned swimming pools.
Yeah.
Because of foreclosures, nobody's taking care of the pools, rainwater collecting in them.
That's a nasty mess.
And whoa, a new breeding ground for mosquitoes.
I'm going to call that one insult to injury.
I would agree. Yeah. And scratch. And scratchy.
And making it possible, West Nile?
Exactly. A University of Florida professor said that's actually one of the biggest issues. Also, what's happening is these abandoned homes, people are leaving boxes, you know, kids' wagons out, anything that can collect water. Those little mosquitoes, they love it.
Yeah.
So, unintended consequence.
Yeah. That's not good.
No.
I have another home problem in Florida story. I think this one came from Anoli. I don't know why she's finding little stories like this. But so this guy in Silver Spring Shores has been paying rent to somebody who turns out is not his landlord.
Oh, no, really?
And it's not like he was illegally subletting from this guy. He just, this guy was a tenant, and they paid like $800 a month to this guy named Tyrone. Tyrone would come by at the beginning of every month and collect in cash only. Apparently, Tyrone's story to these people was that he had been ripped off in the past, so he had to get his money in cash. But in fact, he did not own the place. The real owner lives in New York and told authorities. Now they're on the hunt for this Tyrone. I wonder if that's his real name.
You know, there was a movie about this called The Visitor. Do you remember?
No.
It came out a couple months ago, and it was Daniel Holloway said it was a really fine, small indie
flick. Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
So
I actually listened to the show. I really do. Just didn't ring a bell, the name.
All right. Product placement in movies. We've gotten kind of used to it, even though it's a little bit annoying.
Yeah. Especially the movies that, like, go, oh, look, we're doing product placement, and then they collect the money anyway.
I can't go a day without this Coca-Cola. It's very obnoxious. We've seen it in TV shows. Now it's starting to appear on some morning news shows.
Yeah,
this is
disturbing.
A slippery slope. It is. Anchors on the Fox affiliates in Vegas, KVVU. Apparently, if you tune in to KVVU in the morning, you will see the anchor sitting there with large coffees, iced coffees from McDonald's.
Nice.
And it's on their desk during the lifestyle segments. And apparently people have noticed that nobody ever drinks the coffee. They just sit there. And the executives say it's part of a 6-month promotion to shore up ad money. We've been talking about the economy not being so great. The ad agency involved said the cups will disappear if KVVU reports something negative about Mickey D, should something bad happen at a McDonald's. Other stations owned by Meredith Broadcasting, there's a CBS affiliate in Hartford doing it, the CBS affiliate in Atlanta as well. You know, and this is a big issue. The FCC is looking into it anyway. And, you know,
You're a broadcast news professional.
Do you know where my mind went?
Where?
You can tell I've been thinking about money a lot lately. My mind went, well, then why can't I do a commercial? Why is there a middleman? Why is the station getting the money from McDonald's? There's a reason that news people do not do commercials. There are many new reasons. But if you're going to sit there with some sort of product sitting in front of you, why did your station get the money?
Well, and I remember,
what about Allison Stewart?
You know, we worked together at MSNBC, and there, you know, a lot of the writers and producer types, the non-air talent, were actually on the set. And I used to joke, oh, hey, I'm going to go get some Dunkin' Donuts coffee and put it on my desk. And I remember making that joke to a news executive who gave me such a look. Like, I was like, I'm just kidding.
At MTV, we used to have to, you know, all the rappers wear whoever is sponsoring them, and we'd have to blur it out every time we did, like, the big swooshes by that certain company.
Yep.
You want to do this one quickly?
Yeah. This is a tough one to do quick, but I will.
So a California
woman has come up with a novel solution to a really awful problem in Nepal, because in parts of that country, families are so poor, they try to actually bring in money by selling their daughters as domestic slaves. Okay, that's awful. So an 83-year-old woman who had spent 5 years in Nepal and got to know the culture pretty well has come up with a way to rescue some of these girls. She's trying to convince families to raise and sell pigs. And so I'm not quite sure how the money works, but if these families will raise and sell pigs, this woman agrees to pay for girls to go to school.
Oh my
gosh. She started a nonprofit called the Nepalese Youth Opportunity Foundation. She also offers families kerosene lamps and kerosene. And apparently about 3,000 Nepalese girls have gotten an education because of this woman. And she's 83 years old. She keeps going strong. She has no plans to stop.
And she's my favorite person today.
I know. Great way to end the ramble.
My favorite person next to you, Tricia.
You go, Olga Murray of California.
Go, Olga. Go, Olga. Hey, that's the ramble.